Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, June 1st, and I am reading from the New International Version. We begin our readings today with Luke chapter 19 in verse 11 and we'll go through verse 28. While they were listening to this, he went on to tell them a parable. Because he was near Jerusalem and the people thought that the kingdom of God was going to appear at once, he said, "A man of noble birth went to a distant country to have himself appointed king and then to return. So he called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 minas. Put this money to work, he said, until I come back. But his subjects hated him and sent a delegation after him to say, 'We don't want this man to be our king.' He was made king, however, and returned home. Then he sent for the servants to whom he had given the money in order to find out what they had gained with it. The first one came and said, 'Sir, your mina has earned 10 more.' 'Well done, my good servant,' his master replied. 'Because you have been trustworthy in a very small matter, take charge of 10 cities.' The second came and said, 'Sir, your mina has earned 5 more.' His master answered, 'You take charge of 5 cities.' Then another servant came and said, 'Sir, here is your mina. I have kept it laid away in a piece of cloth. I was afraid of you because you are a hard man. You take out what you did not put in and reap what you did not sow.' His master replied, 'I will judge you by your own words, you wicked servant. You knew, did you, that I am a hard man, taking out what I did not put in and reaping what I did not sow? Why then didn't you put my money on deposit so that when I came back, I could have collected it with interest?' Then he said to those standing by, 'Take his mina away from him and give it to the one who has 10 minas.' 'Sir,' they said, 'he already has 10. He replied, "I tell you that to everyone who has, more will be given. But as for the one who has nothing, even what they have will be taken away. But those enemies of mine who did not want me to be king over them, bring them here and kill them in front of me.'" After Jesus had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. And now we move forward to the Psalms. Today we are reading Psalm 18, verses 1 through 20. For the director of music, of David, the servant of the Lord, he sang to the Lord the words of this song when the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. He said, "I love you, Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call to the Lord who is worthy of praise, and I have been saved from my enemies. The cords of death entangled me. The torrents of destruction overwhelmed me. The cords of the grave coiled around me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called to the Lord. I called to my God for help. From his temple, he heard my voice. My cry came before him into his ears. The earth trembled and quaked, and the foundations of the mountains shook. They trembled because he was angry. Smoke rose from his nostrils. Consuming fire came from his mouth. Burning coals blazed out of it. He parted the heavens and came down. Dark clouds were under his feet. He mounted the cherubim and flew. He soared on the wings of the wind. He made darkness his covering, his canopy around him, the dark rain clouds of the sky. Out of the brightness of his presence, clouds advanced, with hailstones and bolts of lightning. The Lord thundered from heaven. The voice of the Most High resounded. He shot his arrows and scattered the enemy. With great bolts of lightning, he routed them. The valleys of the sea were exposed, and the foundations of the earth laid bare. At your rebuke, Lord, at the blast of breath from your nostrils. He reached down from on high and took hold of me. He drew me out of deep waters. He rescued me from the powerful enemy, from my foes who were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my disaster, but the Lord was my support. He brought me out into a spacious place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. The Lord has dealt with me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands. He has rewarded me. Before we move on to Job, I wanted to comment a little bit about that last verse we just read. The Lord has dealt with me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands, he has rewarded me. It seemed kind of a stark contrast against the book of Job, right? Where Job was righteous and yet he suffered greatly. And so I had to do some work and go back to several study Bibles and a commentary. And here is what one of my professors from BSIN, Dr. Alan Ross, says about this section. God rewarded him for his righteousness. These verses may at first seem like arrogant boasting, but that is not the case, since they form part of the praises for God's faithfulness. They simply affirm that because God deals with people as he sees their heart to be toward him, the people of God may explain divine intervention through prayer as divine reward for righteousness. And so, beginning with verse 20, the psalmist says that God deals with him on account of his righteousness and rewards him because of his clean hands. And then it goes on down to say, the language of this section is reminiscent of that which was used in the entire liturgy of the sanctuary. So when people would come to worship the Lord, to find acceptance by God, worshipers would have to be able to attest that they were righteous, pure, and blameless. See Psalm 15 and 24. Here the psalmist knows that God has approved him because of the supernatural intervention on his behalf. And so these are affirmations of that fact. And now let's turn over to the book of Job. Job 17. Job continues to speak in this section. My spirit is broken. My days are cut short. The grave awaits me. Surely mockers surround me. My eyes must dwell on their hostility. Give me, O God, the pledge you demand. Who else will put up security for me? You have closed their minds to understanding. Therefore, you will not let them triumph. If anyone denounces their friend for reward, the eyes of their children will fail. God has made me a byword to everyone, a man in whose face people spit. My eyes have grown dim with grief. My whole frame is but a shadow. The upright are appalled at this. The innocent are aroused against the ungodly. Nevertheless, the righteous will hold to their ways, and those with clean hands will grow stronger. But come on, all of you, try again. I will not find a wise man among you. My days have passed. My plans are shattered. Yet the desires of my heart turn night into day. In the face of the darkness, light is near. If the only home I hope for is the grave, if I spread out my bed in the realm of darkness, if I say to corruption, you are my father, and to the worm, my mother or my sister, where then is my hope? Who can see any hope for me? Will it go down to the gates of death? Will we descend together into the dust? Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Wow, we have lots to think about today as we enter into prayer. Would you pray with me? Father, we thank you for the parable of the 10 minas, and we ask, Lord, that you would continue to work on our heart throughout the day as we contemplate whether we are using our resources for your kingdom. And I pray, Lord, that as we remember Psalm 18, that we would rejoice in the righteousness that we have because of Christ, and we would seek to be a people who are righteous. And as we look to Job, we too, with Job, long for a day when we are with you. I'm not sure that Job understood what would come after death, but we know because of the fullness of the counsel of your Bible that we do not go down to the grave not to return again, but we will come to a new and better life, an eternal abode with you. And so we look forward to that day. Lord, as we pray together, we think of those in our midst who are suffering, who are hurting, who are sick, and we ask your blessings on them. We pray for those in our midst, Lord, who have family issues, who don't know what their next step needs to be, or who are just praying that their kids will grow in discipleship and love for you. We pray, Lord, for our church staff and for the membership of our church, that this summer would be one where we would start rebuilding community as we're able to be back together more often. We thank you, Lord, for your word, and we pray, Lord, that as we sit under it, we would do so in humility, and that you would bring us joy. And we pray it in Christ's name. Amen.